about this. Think about this that I say think about this a lot. Okay. And the left and the press lose their crap. They lose their crap. And I'm not real sure why, because they're so good at doing it. Okay? Obama and Democrats love to go on TV or the print media, wherever, and tout all their accomplishments. They love to tout all their accomplishments. When Obama took over office, the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, we had this. They love to go out there. Obama loves to go out there and talk about how awesome everything is. Man, oh man. I mean, the media eats it up because they're the Ministry of Propaganda. But when Trump, and it's more Trump, because it's really like Democrats, Republicans, and Trump. I mean, it really is. It really is. When Trump comes along and says, "I told you so," people write stories and people are outraged that he would brag about being right on things like terrorism or illegal immigration. And yet, Democrats are the kings of bragging about things. And a lot of the things are fugazis. They are. Oh, look at the unemployment rate. Look at everything we're doing. It's like, yeah, but that's not really the unemployment. It's the unemployment rate as we know it. But it's easily manipulated by people dropping out of the workforce. I mean, there's so many variables. But the Trump thing, just they lose their crap on. Because they're constantly trying to change a narrative or a talking point. Now, remember, Democrats and the press, the talking point is you can't demonize Muslims. You can't talk about Muslim bans. You can't say any of these things because we need Muslims. We need the community to report to us when bad things are going to happen or bad things are happening. And rhetoric from Donald Trump and people like him hurt this concept, hurt this cause. They hurt what we are trying to achieve. But here's the thing. Every single one of these attacks, Muslims knew about it. The good ones knew about it. In San Bernardino, family members knew about it. Remember, Trump said, hey, the family knew. We need to go after the family. And everybody went, oh, how can you say that? He said, mark my words, the family knew. The family knew. How can you just say a statement like that? You know, I talked about this yesterday. We've got a new article out. I haven't read the article. I'm not sure if it's in the article. It might be in the article. But I talked about this yesterday. We brag about our alliance with Israel and about how they're our closest ally and they're the only democracy in the Middle East and that we love them, they love us, they're the greatest in the world, and blah, 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 blah. We give them billions of dollars. Hollywood takes out full-page ads, condemns the Palestinians, condemns anybody that disparages Jews. I mean, they are woo, 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 woo. But yet, when Donald Trump talks about the policies of Israel and applies a form of their policies here, people are outraged. People talk about it being like Hitler, being like a fascist. And they're either naive to those policies in Israel or they ignore those policies. They ignore the wall that Israel has built. They ignore Israel going after the families of the terrorists. Now, Israel does these things for a reason. Don't you think we could learn something from Israel? They've been fighting radical Islam their entire life. They've been fighting radical Islam their entire life. They've been fighting these people since Israel was created. Think about it. Think about it. Every few months, these wacky, crazy SOBs start lobbing rockets. And years and years and years and years ago, on a weekly basis, they would blow up nightclubs, cafes, restaurants. Israel's been dealing with radical Islam since they existed. As Israel exists as a state. As they were created, as they govern, as since they have been existing, they've been dealing with radical Islam. So don't you think we could learn something from them? Don't you think they do what they do for a reason? So when we go, their families know. And everybody here is appalled. You know what the Israelis are saying? Yeah, duh. Why do you think we demolished their homes? Because they have influence over their family members. They're all in cahoots together. Some of them just don't have the kapatza to actually go and blow themselves up or stab somebody. But they're all in on it. Israel does and says exactly what Trump is talking about. Building walls. Going after the families. Saying the families know. And the families do know. And incident after incident, Muslims are not coming forward and reporting these attacks happening. So this concept that you can't say anything bad about Muslims and you can't, alienate them because they won't come forward. When have they come forward? When have they come forward? If there's been all of these terror attacks stopped, if there's been just handfuls of terror attacks stopped because Muslims came and said to the police, hey, my friend Abu Hassan is getting ready to blow up this building. You better go stop him. Tell us. Give us proof. Give us proof. Because right now, all the proof is on the side that these families, associates, and friends all knew. San Bernardino, as the investigation went on, it came out that the family knew, or aspects of the family knew. That's a fact. That is a fact, to the point where one of the family members has also been arrested. So the day after it happened, and Trump said, more people knew about this. And everybody went, oh, you are God. Yeah, it happened. More people knew. And after this attack, what did Trump say? The family knew. They knew. The family knew. And what have we found out today? That the wife was in on it. Remember right out of the gate? The wife goes, I remember she hit all the news shows. Oh, he wasn't radical. He was bipolar. He was just crazy. Remember the dad? Oh, he was just homophobic. Yeah, he's so. And what do we find out? The dad has ties to the Taliban, supports the Taliban, broadcasts a monthly show out here in Los Angeles, promoting anti-American rhetoric. But don't forget, once you're in America, you have free speech. You have free speech. You have free speech. You're allowed to say whatever you want. It's funny listening to liberals talk about this. What, are we going to put people in jail for exercising the First Amendment right? Well, you can't go into a crowded room and yell fire. That's actually against the law, isn't it? Isn't it? Next time your goofy liberal dummy friend goes, what are we going to do? Huh? We're gonna go after people for thought crimes? Is that what we're going to do? Well, I don't know. I think we can manage to put something on the books. Somehow we managed to put yelling fire in a crowded room or a movie theater or something like that. We managed to get everybody on board to go, yeah, that's wrong. I'm sure we could craft some type of law that says, hey, if you're spouting death to America, if you're doing something like that, listen, I'm not a lawmaker, okay? I'm not exactly sure how to frame it, what to do, what to say, but there's definitely a way that you could put something together on the line of yelling fire in a crowded room. Something. So you have this dad who has a program that's anti-American, He supports the Taliban. And he's saying, oh, no, my son wasn't radical. You're radical. What do you mean your son's not radical? You're radical. You're anti-gay. You're, you know, practicing the concepts of radical Islam. You have a TV show. You think you're the president of Afghanistan. You knew. If you knew that your son saw two guys kissing and was outraged, then you knew he was visited by the FBI on three different times. You knew your son went to a mosque on a daily basis. I mean, you knew this stuff. And here we're finding out all this crazy stuff about the dad. And right out of the gate, Trump said, family knew. They all got in front. Carr went and visited them and said, all right, this is what you guys have to say. This is what, remember, Carr, the group that you see on TV, they've already been designated a terror group. And the media doesn't talk about it. You don't hear it. You don't hear it from CNN. You don't hear it from NBC. You don't hear that from it. You don't hear it from any of them. It is legit. They've been designated as a terror group, as supporting terror. That's a fact. That's a fact. And you can't say, well, that happened in the past. They cleaned their act up. You don't clean your act up from being a terrorist. You don't clean your act up for supporting terror at one point. It's not cleaning your act up. So they got to the family members and said, hey, you guys got to say X, Y, Z. Our people that are inside the administration, our people that work with the administration, they're telling us to tell you. I mean, you damn well know. You damn well know that there's people with care. There's people within that organization that have a pipeline to this White House, to this administration. You damn well know it. This ain't a conspiracy theory. You damn well know that there are prominent Islamic figures that have open dialogue with this administration. I'm not saying they sit there with Obama in the Oval Office and plot things. It's not what I'm saying. But you damn well know there's prominent Islamic figures that have a pipeline into this White House. And they coordinate talking points. So the family came out and said, oh, he's mentally unstable. He's bipolar. All the talking points, just everything that you're supposed to say. And why? Because they were terrified that they were going to get investigated, and the investigation was going to reveal that they knew what Omar was planning. Trump called it. Everybody said, you're an evil person. You're horrible. You're demonizing everybody. Ah! And what happened? The dad, yes, is a sympathizer of the Taliban and promotes anti-American rhetoric. His story keeps flip-flopping and twisting and turning. And the wife went on stakeouts with Omar. She staked out the club with Omar. She went with Omar to Disneyland. The family knew. The family knew. If she would have said something, this would never have happened. So the notion, good Muslims, they work with us. And the minute we start having rhetoric that, no. Fort Hood happened long before there was a Donald Trump. Tennessee happened long before there was a Donald Trump. Paris? Hell, Paris. That whole region is open borders. That whole region is pro-Muslim. And apparently there wasn't enough good ones to tip off the authorities and say, hey, the bad ones are getting ready to blow up this nightclub. Bad ones are up to no good. No, that didn't happen. I challenge the government. I challenge the press. Well, they're one and the same. But as many terrorist attacks that we have gone through, I challenge the press and the government to present to the American people equal amount of terror attacks that have been foiled by good Muslims reporting what the bad Muslims were going to do. I challenge them. Because their theory is, we have to be loving, we have to be kind, we can't use the word radical Islam, we can't alienate Muslims, we can't do that, we need them to give us information. Well, nobody's given us information so far. This wife could have gave us information to stop this massacre. She didn't. The family in San Bernardino could have given us information. They didn't. None of these family members have given any information. I want to talk about being clueless. This administration, this president, I mean, these are the things. These are the things that Donald Trump means when he goes, I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. The president's asleep. What? What is up? Why? Why? Why this? Why this attitude? Why this lackadaisical attitude? Why? What is going on? That's what all of this means. Scouted the locations with him. She didn't say anything. Or is the new talking point going to be, well, she was a battered wife. She was a battered wife. So she was scared. She was afraid. She was afraid. She was afraid to say anything. See, so it's all good. Donald Trump was wrong. Guy was not. This guy was not under the radar. The media, the president, the FBI, who are being directed by the president. Everybody's acting like this guy was just a crazy, wacky, repressed homosexual who raged. No. No. He was a jihadist dating back to God, his entire life. His family is pro-jihad. All these people are, oh, when he was in high school, he cheered the 9/11 attack. I mean, the guy was under investigation as early as 2013. He's going to the same mosque where a suicide bomber was at, recruiting people. He was associating with these people. He used to watch the ISIS propaganda videos, beheadings, Alawaki, whatever his name is. This Omar was watching the same videos that the San Bernardino terrorists were watching. It's like the Bible. It's like the video Bible of terrorism. People knew this. People knew this. This notion that no one knew is BS. It's BS. It's BS. End of story. Absolute BS. The families knew. The wife knew. The wife was part of this. And she didn't say a word. So take your BS theory. Take your BS theory that all these good Muslims are going to tell us what's going on in their community. No. No. Absolutely not. And this notion that he was just a sick individual. No, he follows the Quran. He follows the Quran literally. Just like over 60% of Muslims around the world. When you hear Obama say, oh, it's just a small, teeny tiny, little bit, tiny one, just a fraction that pervert this wonderful religion. That's BS. That's BS. That's BS. If you are part of Sharia law, which well over 50% of Muslims are, that is not a very small, teeny tiny fraction that pervert this wonderful, peaceful religion. The left doesn't ever want to talk about that. Again, the left is constantly in this conflict with their own craziness. They really are. Liberals, Democrats, the press, they really are crazy people. You know, they like to point the finger at us Republicans and say, they're all nuts. They're all crazy. No, 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 absolutely not. You listen, you're a crazy, nutty, wacky extremist, okay? A liberal extremist. When somehow you can parse this love of women and love of homosexuals and women rights and human rights and homosexual rights and just really be a champion for women and gays and transgenders, and yet defend Muslims and the religion of Islam and parse Saudi Arabia, United Emirates, Brunei. I mean, the list goes on of countries, of Muslim and Islamic faith, where women can't go out of the house without permission from the man. I mean, how do you champion women's rights? How do you sit there and go, yeah, Hillary Clinton, oh, the glass ceilings, and then condemn anybody who questions Islam as being an Islamophobe, and never, ever bring up the fact that it's not this teeny, tiny little population that pervert the peaceful religion, but that you have hundreds of millions of Muslims that force women to cover themselves from head to toe, that practice genital mutilation. Women can't drive. Women can't get an education. Women get acid thrown in their faces. This isn't a small population. These are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of Muslims that believe this. And that's how insane liberals are. That's how just completely wacky the left is, that they're able to justify and parse this and excuse it. And it's wacky. It's nutty. You want to talk about low information voters? When these elitists on the left go, oh, all these Republicans are just racist booger eaters who live in a trailer. They listen to Donald Trump and they just cling to their guns and their religion and they're just stupid. We're the smart ones. No, no. The Democrat Party are the party of low information voters. They are the party. They are the party of stupid people. They are the part. Listen, if you believe that terrorism will end by getting rid of guns, you're a stupid person. You're a stupid person. You're an unbelievably stupid person. Unbelievably stupid. Just unbelievably stupid. The Boston Marathon bombers did exactly that. They bombed. They didn't shoot. They bombed. Remember the Brussels bombing that just happened? Bombs. Walked into the airport. And they blew themselves up. Forget getting on an airplane. Just go into where they get their tickets. Blow themselves up. What about the two airplanes that have just gone down? The Russian plane a few months ago and the Egypt plane. Those are bombs. 9/11. Those were knives, box cutters. Liberals are stupid. They are the low information voter. It's not Republicans. It's not conservatives. It's people with a D next to their name. A D. Dummy. That's what it is. Dumb. 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 Unbelievably dumb. Low information. I mean, just look at their websites. Seriously, just look at their websites. Look at Huffington Post. Look at Daily Beast. Look at Vice. Look at the websites. They promote this leftist agenda. So they go, oh, Donald Trump is Hitler, and here's all these policy things that make him Hitler, and here's the, and then the next article is about someone's penis size. Huffington Post, they have these stories about, oh, we need to do this to change America, and then here's a story about the pleasure points on a woman's vagina. Why do they do that? Low information voters. People that are reading about penis size and pleasure points on a vagina are low information voters. So they go, ooh, I'm going to read about a penis. Yeah. Woo. Blah, 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 blah. And then they go, oh, let me read this article. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah. You ban guns? Terrorism stops. Yeah, okay. Vote Democrat. Bah! Stupid. D. Dummy. Stupid. Dummy. That's what it is. It's stupid dummy. Yeah, women, we are the party of women's rights. We are the party of women's rights. Yeah. What happens in Saudi Arabia? What? What is it? No? Okay, it's just a small pot. Okay, yeah. Yeah, women's rights. I mean, again, how do you support women's rights and be a champion for women's rights and not condemn Islam? Because the good ones, the ones that aren't terrorists, cover up their women from head to toe. So when somebody goes, not all Muslims are bad, not all of Islam, it's just a small faction. Just a small fraction that wants to wage a war against the West. It's only a small percentage. It's only a small... No. There's a small percentage that want to actually strap a bomb on themselves or get a gun and kill us. That's a small percentage. I'll give you that. That's a small percentage of Muslims that have that inside them, because you gotta have that inside you to go, I'm gonna strap a vest on with a bomb and I'm gonna blow myself up around. I mean, that's like, okay, yeah. There's a small percentage of them, but there is a huge percentage of Muslims whose ideas do not gel and represent that of the American people. It's a huge percentage. There's only a few. There's only a few that look at the faith as being just something to feel good about, something that gives them something to believe in when there's death. But at the end of the day, they know that there's no invisible man in the sky. There's only a few of them. There's really only a few of them. There's really only a few of them that go, yeah, I'm Muslim. I practice Islam, but you know, it's come on. You know, I only do it on the holidays. You know, there's only a few of them that are like that. There's only a few of them that are like that, and there's a small portion that want to strap bombs to themselves and blow us up. But there's a huge piece in that middle that do things that do not gel whatsoever with the West. And because of that, it's more likely that they will slide to that small percentage that wants to blow us up. And if you are pro-woman to the point where you condemn anybody anywhere that says anything bad about a woman. And when I mean bad, I'm not just saying calling them names, but just questioning someone's shoes. I mean, something that you wouldn't even think is bad, but because of the woman PC police and the fact that they deem it bad, if you are one of those people, then there is no way you can defend any aspect of Islam that makes women cover themselves from head to toe. And that's why liberals are dumb, low-information voters. It's not the Republicans. The liberals. The liberals are dumb. Remember that. Remember that.